Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Excuse me, Michelle, but just a moment, please. I have to take a selfie of myself.
Oh, come on.
Do you hear the click? Come on. I'm doing a selfie on. Right now as we speak. I mean.
You are?
Yeah.
You do that? You really do that?
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Do you?
No.
Why?
I don't like pictures of myself.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay. There's a support group somewhere that's going to help you work through this.
I think Dr. Pamela Rutledge is going to help us with this.
Wait a minute. Dr. Pamela Rutledge is a media psychologist and the director of Media Psychology Research Center. And Dr. Rutledge is going to talk about what this whole selfie thing is about. Are we talking about narcissism, insecurity, self-expression, Miley Cyrus? Why does she keep popping up in everything we talk about? So, Dr. Rutledge, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I welcome you and your thoughts about this selfie thing.
Well, I'm really happy to be here, and it's really interesting. I think what we're seeing is somebody invented a camera with a lens that flipped around. People have been trying to take pictures of themselves forever. You know, the original camera was named Rembrandt. Right? You had You had to hire a guy to take your picture, right? Because there was no camera. So you had to be wealthy, and you had to hire somebody who could actually paint to make a picture of you. But now, We have the iPhone, we don't have to pay a guy, we don't have to sit there all that time. Everybody can do it. It's a great democratization of the portrait.
But are you really a narcissist? Are you insecure? What's going on with the selfie? You mean people are doing this now right and left with friends? The president of the United States has done it. What does it really mean? You're the psychologist. Let's dig deep.
I think that any time that we have a blanket diagnosis of an entire population, that we need to re-examine our diagnostic criteria. And I think what we're seeing is the ability to control and to document the things that matter in our lives. I mean, you all know that the things that make life rich are these little moments, these little bits of time that pass. And so to be able to document those, click, share it, don't share it. You know, there's no rule that says if you take a selfie, you have to share it.
I wouldn't share mine. I mean, I don't take them anyway. I don't like the way I look on camera.
Okay, but let me say this. I think, I mean, you can't have an article about selfies without the word narcissism in the first paragraph. And that's really too bad, because there's some great ways that you can use selfies in really positive ways that really support the kinds of stuff that your channel and your show is really trying to do. There's a bunch of little apps. My favorite is one called Day One, where you can take a picture and just keep them as a little visual journal over time. And so if you're someplace that really inspires you, take a selfie so that it shows, so that when you look back, you see yourself, you see the environment, and you get to recall not just the picture of your face, but you recall that whole memory and all of that sensory input, the feelings, the smells of the garden, the feel of the sunshine, all come back to you with a picture in a way that never happened with a sentence or two.
I can't believe you mentioned Day One. I love Day One. Day One is one of the coolest apps on the planet. It's basically a journal. You could kind of do anything you want with it. And I have posted pictures there. And a lot of these are mostly related to, you know, just friends and family and my dog, which is, of course, the priority of my life. And, you know, just progressions. Like right now I'm training, you know, for an athletic event. And I think it's kind of cool to be able to watch changes over time as I'm kind of, you know, getting ready.
Yeah, and that's a perfect example. And we don't think of those as selfies, but that's what a selfie is. It's just documenting yourself. There's some great selfies online of people who, you know, celebrities who are working out to try and inspire others to get healthy as well. And that's so cool to look back and to relive that sort of history across the progress that you've made. You can't underestimate how inspiring that is to see yourself making progress.
I think that one of the things that you see with a lot of these celebrities is it kind of runs the gamut. I think one selfie I could just see it right now. It's a funny thing. It's when Beyonce cut her hair.
Yeah.
And it was really short. Remember, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. It was big talk.
Yeah. And people were kind of like, whoa, what happened to all her hair? Of course, then, you know, she was right back to long stuff real quickly. But that was, like, really intimate. It was very personal. And then you get the celebrities who are kind of, you know, taking pictures of themselves in the shower. TMI. Okay? I really
right.
could have lived without seeing this. and then you have Anthony Weiner.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, is there a point where it's not healthy? I mean, should we not be taking some of these pictures, maybe?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, if you look at Anthony Weiner for an example, I mean, the selfie wasn't the part that wasn't healthy. The selfie was an indulgence that got him busted for bad behavior. So the selfie is just a documentation tool. So sure, are there things that you don't want to share? I'm not sure that people really understand that the internet actually is public sometimes.
Right.
And so really, they think, oh, you know, well, I have privacy settings on Facebook. But privacy settings only work so far. You know, a friend of a friend of a friend, and pretty soon that's pretty much public. So
we should really talk to our kids about what to post and what not to post, right? Would that make, I mean...
Absolutely. I mean, I'm happy to haul out my soapbox about media literacy any day of the week, because we make them take driver's ed before we give them the car keys, and then we just say, oh, here, honey, here's the computer.
Right.
And it's a very powerful tool, and I am very pro-technology, but you have to learn how to use this stuff so you don't make a mess.
Well, Dr. Rutledge, what would you recommend then to parents out there when you're looking at this whole issue of selfies and sharing basically permanent information, you know, on the internet? What would you recommend?
Well, I think for parents, the first thing they have to do is recognize that their point of view about this is completely different from the kid, from the teen, from the young adult who've grown up really embracing visual communication. So their perspective is entirely different. So they need to start with a conversation where it says, gosh, you like that. I don't get it. Here are my worries. You know, what if you were me, what would you advise? And then say, here's what I know about how this works. How are you protecting yourself? You know, how are you going to keep that future job interview or the college admissions officer or, you know, something else down the line that really matters to you? How are you going to keep these pictures from showing up for them when they search, which they will?
Well, you know, so, there's some websites that have popped up that are really scary. And what they are is these... young girls, I mean, quite young, are actually, you know, popping up and taking pictures of themselves so that they can be rated by guys and stuff. It just feeds into negative images. I think
awful.
That Dr. Pamela, you know, Rutledge, you have given us some terrific insights and some great advice for parents and others, especially with regard to the use of the selfie and the use of the internet in general. Dr. Rutledge is the media psychologist and director of the Media Psychology Research Center, mprcenter.org. Thank you, Dr. Rutledge.
I'm going to start taking selfies because of this. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.